Colin Woodall, Chief Executive Officer, National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Colin, again, congratulations on the promotion. And you've been with NCBA for a while, and I think the announcement kind of took some of us by surprise, but it sounds like it's been in the works for a while, this transition.
Transition was announced back in April when our current CEO, Kendall Frazier, said that he was going to retire after 34 years of service. So the officer team very quickly went to work on the process to try to find a replacement. And as I was sitting in my previous position as the head of the Washington, D.C. office, I looked at all the challenges heading our way and really thought this was a great opportunity to find another way to serve the beef industry at a different level to try to help make sure that we're charting a path that helps all of us be successful.
Where do you see the challenges and opportunities in the beef industry right now?
The opportunities are definitely within what we're seeing from the consumer. There's this renaissance of interest in beef production. And just look at all the different types of cuts you can get today that 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, nobody had even heard of. That bodes very well for us to show that we have tremendous demand, a lot of support from the consumer. We just need to make sure we continue to build on that support and continue to give them what they're asking for. So a tremendous amount of opportunity there. Also, a lot of opportunity to talk more about the great work that we do. We continue to be attacked from environmentalists, from the fake meat companies, about our impact on the environment and sustainability. We have a great story to tell. We just need to be louder in telling that. And I think that's another opportunity we have that I'm going to try to capitalize on as the incoming CEO. Challenges, of course, are just across the board. Fake meat, EPA, Congress, trade, you name it, we're going to continue to have those challenges, but we just need to make sure that we're also taking every chance to capitalize on these opportunities and win.
We understand that the U.S. and Japan could be closer to reaching an agreement. It sounds like there's some optimism between the U.S. and Japan. How do you read discussions heading into some big meetings later this month?
We do believe that by the end of the month, we will have a final agreement. The formal negotiations, of course, were agreed to earlier this month when President Trump and Prime Minister Abe set forth their agreement in principle, and the time since then has been focused on trying to work out all those details. And you know, when it comes to the U.S. beef industry, Japan is a very important market. Matter of fact, it's been our number one market, export market, for several years now. But when President Trump took us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, that meant that all of our competitors into Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, for example, were going to have a lower tariff. And a tariff is nothing more than a tax, of course. And so when the tax is lower, we knew that they were probably going to take some of our market share, which they did. What this agreement will do, it will level the playing field. We'll all be in the same place on tariffs. And we know that when we can compete on a level playing field, we'll beat all of our competitors on taste every day.
What's your take on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement ratification? Is it a question now of not if, more of when it will be ratified?
We do believe that there will be a vote by Congress to ratify USMCA before the end of the year. Right now, it is still the process of negotiating between the House Democrats and the U.S. Trade Representative, Ambassador Lighthizer, to work at a few other issues on things such as labor provisions, environmental provisions, and how some of those provisions will be enforced. The good news is the Trump administration, specifically Ambassador Lighthizer, has been very willing to work on proposals. Matter of fact, he submitted a proposal to the Democrats on his thoughts regarding some of their concerns last week. And the Democrats had the opportunity to just say, no, we're done with you, we're moving on, and they didn't. They said, this is a good start, let's keep working. So I think that bodes very well. And there were some comments even today coming out of the Speaker's office that they are trying to find a way to get to a yes vote. So I do believe that if the vote was held today, we would be able to pass this. It's just about what additional points need to be worked out here in order to get in a place where everybody can feel comfortable voting for USMCA. So we do think it will be done before the end of the year.
Colin, you'd also mentioned that the Environmental Protection Agency is something you monitor at NCBA. And we see the repeal of the Waters of the United States rule. There's lots of farmers and ranchers out there that are very pleased with that. What are the next steps in those discussions?
You're right. This was a huge win for all of us in agriculture, but especially those of us in the cattle business, to finally repeal the Obama Waters United States rule. But now we have to replace it. And we have an EPA that is very willing to work with us as the cattle industry, because they see us as part of the solution, not part of the problem. That gives us an opportunity to be at the table to help craft this, provide our input, to make sure that we have a Waters United States rule that does protect water, but also protects private property rights. And that's something that the original rule did not do. Matter of fact, it basically gave the federal government a land grab to go out and take private property rights away from producers and tell them what they can and cannot do on their own private land. So by being able to get rid of that and focus more on what truly needs to be done to protect water will give us an opportunity to get a good rule out there. And that's one thing that has to be a key component of this discussion, is that we are all about clean water. We have to have clean water to have a cattle industry, and that's what we're going to continue to fight for, but they need to be common sense regulations, and this EPA is willing to work on that with us. So EPA is trying to finalize the new rule, and we very well could see something late this year, early in 2020, but it is a priority for them to get that out as quickly as possible.
How do you see things changing in what you did as Vice President of Government Affairs to this new CEO role?
Of course, the policy work that we do at NCBA is extremely important for our members and the future of the industry, but also as the largest contractor to the National Beef Checkoff, we have a lot of work going on, especially out here in the Denver office, everything from developing recipes, testing recipes, to marketing and promotion, to doing research on food safety, a lot of stuff that makes our industry better. And so I will now spend a lot more time working on making sure that we're doing everything we can to be, one, a very good steward of those checkoff dollars that we've contracted for, and to make sure the programs that are being put out are ones that provide a lot of value to the investors, which is every single cattle producer in this country. And that is something I'm going to take very seriously, and I look forward to working on. A little bit different role for me here. I'll still be involved on the policy side, but I do believe that I'll spend a lot of time working on making sure we're executing our checkoff projects accordingly, and also talking about where we might go with the future of the checkoff.
What's the potential there?
The potential is wide open, and those are conversations that we're just starting to get into, so there's more to come, definitely more news to come along those way, along those lines, but it is something that I think everybody is interested in looking at, is how do we make the checkoff better.
Will you stay based in Washington, D.C. then, Colin?
So I am actually going to move to Denver, and that way I'm here in the headquarters office for NCBA.
Well, thank you so much, Colin. Is there anything else you'd like to say about this move to CEO or any of the changes that were announced today for the NCBA that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, this was a package announcement, and so not only am I going to move over into the CEO's role, but it was important to make sure that we were able to fill the Vice President of Government Affairs role immediately, and so I have chosen Ethan Lane to do that. Ethan has been with us in the D.C. office as the Executive Director of the Public Lands Council. He knows the issues impacting cattle producers, not only in the western states, but across the country. He knows the association and how it works. He knows the players, and is going to be a great fit in leading our policy operations to make sure that we remain an effective voice in Washington, D.C. for NCBA members.